I am very pleased to say I have Geordie Lane on the phone. Geordie Lane is on his way to play at Bellingen this evening, and he's on the road, bless him. How are you doing, Geordie?
I'm great. How are you going?
Good.
I'm so glad we got a connection.
Yeah.
There's just been rain and roadworks, and trying to get down to Bellingen from Brisbane today has been a nightmare.
Yeah, so you're on a solo tour at the moment. You kicked off last night in Brisbane, and
yeah.
Did you have any idea how far it is between Brisbane and Bellingen?
No, I just checked the Google Map on my iPhone this morning and went, whoa, okay, no time for a shower. Get in the car. Yeah, racing down, you know. You know, the plan was find some people at the show to drive along with me, but that didn't end up working out.
So yeah, yeah, it's a pretty and such a yucky day to be travelling. But anyway, you're nearly there. You're around Coffs Harbour. You've got to get to Bellingen, or yeah. Bello. Now, if you talk to the crowd tonight and say good evening, Bello, they'll love that. All right,
okay.
That's just a little heads up for you.
Won't be offensive.
Oh no, that's there. What we call it.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, all right.
I'll give you a few tips. Geordie, for people who aren't aware of your music, I love your music, by the way. I play it on the radio quite often. But what sort of style of music would you describe it as?
I've always found it hard to describe genres and stuff in general. But I kind of would say it's folk music, you know. It's story-based songs with a blues and country kind of influence, you know, from American blues and country, finger-picking guitar and stuff very much based around the lyrics.
Yeah, so there's always a bit of a story. So how do you come about your stories?
I just get out on the road, like I'm doing right now, and I try and meet people and just get out there and live life, and, you know, because I'm not really that creative enough to make something up in my head.
So we'll be looking forward to a song about rain and mud then in the future.
I think so. Yeah, look, I might have come up with one in this hours on the road. So,
oh, good.
Might even get one tonight. Out today.
Just pop it out like that. Yeah. Now, you mentioned America. Now, you've just been there, haven't you? What were you doing there?
Well, various things. I was over there for a few festivals and then did the trip that I've always wanted to do, which is driving right across from coast to coast, from New York to Los Angeles. And, yeah, got this great deal on a camper van and did this crazy trip right across, and had many adventures which are making their way into songs now. And then I've been starting work on new recording, hopefully for a new album.
Right. So when will that be due out?
I don't want to put a due date on it. It's probably not going to be till early next year, but we're hopefully going to have a couple of songs out later this year.
Mm-hmm. Will you be playing any of those this evening in Bellingen?
Yeah, I might be sneaking a few out.
Right,
to the audience.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're playing this evening at 5 Church Street, and that's kicking off. Well, it's actually a restaurant, so it's open at 6, and then I think the show starts at 7. With you've got Kelly Stoner as your support act.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she's a local girl.
Very excited.
Yeah, and you were telling me she's actually Casey Stoner's sister.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Yeah, what a talented family. Well, you'll have to check tonight. She's probably sick of that question, actually.
Yeah, I won't mention it. But yeah, it's going to be a great night. It's my very first time playing in Bellingen, so really excited.
Excellent, and it's a good friendly crew down there, so you should enjoy it. I'll be there. I'll be the one waving in the front row.
Oh, fantastic.
And tomorrow night, because this is a whirlwind tour, tomorrow night you're in Newcastle. You're playing with Kira Peru. Now, that should be quite an interesting night. Do you know her?
Yeah, I do know her quite well. I've spent a lot of time at festivals and in Newcastle as well. She's a wild one.
Oh, yeah. She played locally here last year, and I interviewed, and she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got one hell of a voice.
And, yeah.
She'll just be playing solo or with her guitarist.
All right. Okay. And then Saturday you're off to Sydney, and then Sunday you're in Adelaide. Now, I hope that involves an aeroplane there, Geordie.
No, I'm actually running. I'm doing a marathon.
What a man.
Yeah, no, I'll be taking a really early morning flight to Adelaide, and then I'm back in Melbourne to start doing theatre production.
Yes, now tell me about this.
It's a story based on a country singer from America named Graham Parsons. He's sort of little known in the sort of mainstream, you know, public eye, but he was very influential, blending country and rock and roll styles together, and he's sort of known now as almost the forefather of folk country to a lot of people, and he influenced the Rolling Stones. He was hanging out with them a lot.
Mm.
Their friends.
So anyway, what are you doing in it?
I'm going to be playing Graham himself. So I'm
acting
as him with the American accent, wearing these famous kind of embroidered suits, and telling his life story, which is a really tragic story of, you know, suicides and gambling addiction.
Right. Oh, I was wondering why it's called Grievous Angel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the name of his. He had an album called Grievous Angel, and the band was called Fallen Angels.
Right.
Had a whole thing there. Yeah, he had a tragic upbringing. He just could never get it together. He was like a brilliant talent, but couldn't get it together. So this is the kind of really interesting tale of his life, kind of done through his eyes and with all the music that he wrote.
Fantastic.
It's my first crack at acting.
I was just going to ask you, actually. So it's a big crack, if we don't mind the comment.
Yeah.
But you are actually multi-skilled, Geordie, because I noticed that in 2004 you received a nomination for the best comedy show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
That's correct. I wouldn't put any of that on my talent or my comedic talent. My mum is Denise Scott, as many people would know from things like Winners and Losers.
Oh, yes, yeah.
She wrote me in to co-write and perform in this show with her back in 2004, and it was brilliant fun, and hopefully that's given me a bit of insight to this theatre production.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, your album Blood Thinner has been very well acclaimed, and it's just wonderful. So it is going to be quite a big ask for you, isn't it, to follow that up? Do you get that feeling, or are you all inspired now, after America?
Like, it's one thing my mum sort of taught me was, you know, like, try and not get too indulgent in what people say. You know, you really have to just keep moving forward and focusing on, you know, creating new work.
Mm.
As long as you do focus on that, you know, you're making something that you really love, you know, hopefully you can't really go wrong.
That's right.
Even if everyone does end up saying, oh, this is terrible, this is nowhere near as good as your first album or your second album, because inevitably everyone has their own opinion, and I don't know, that's the best thing about music too, you know.
Yeah, you can't please all the people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're going to please a room full of people tonight at Bello.
Oh, so, we'll see how we go. Well, yeah. You know, I'm sure there's, like, tickets still available at the door and stuff. And as you said, they've got fine food down there.
Yes.
Instead of me eating pies and sausages on the road, hopefully we'll have a nice salad.
I'm sure you will. Look, I'm conscious of you getting back on the road, and you also need to get down to 2BBB. You're having the interview there this evening, so I'm going to let you go and take care on the road, and we'll play a bit of music, which is one of my favourites, and that's Feet Fall. So I'm going to put in a request for that this evening, okay?
You surely can.
You play it for me.
I will. Okay, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you, Geordie. Catch you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.